We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. Steelers playing tonight, Monday Night Football. We'll have
nice
here.
Job.
I know where you're going. Pete's like, what is this song? Maybe I should do it for Master Pete Theater tomorrow. Maybe.
Never know.
Steelers, Giants tonight, then Titans, Broncos, if you're still awake later.
I'll be falling asleep around halftime of that game.
You'll be asleep by the halftime of the first game.
No, I will make it to kickoff of the second game.
You will?
It might not be
10 o'clock?
It might not be coverage of the second game. I will make it to the kickoff, though. Yes.
All right.
I think I'll make it to at least half. I'm sure.
All right.
That's a good rest.
Well, we got a lot of NFL news to catch up on. Also, at the bottom of the hour, Pete will have his college football rankings, his first ones of the year.
The real top 10. The when is your list coming out tomorrow?
I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided yet? What haven't you decided?
He's really embracing this with open arms.
It needs to be out there so we can discuss it.
Just 32 teams is a lot. I mean, you only do 10.
Yeah, it's an awesome 10, and I write little commentaries after it. I don't think you need to write a commentary after all 32.
I usually write a witty one-liner.
Well, that's what I do.
Here, yeah,
that's
can
also
we
factual.
Can I help you?
Well,
can I help you?
Sure, what?
Jets 32.
Okay. I got 31. Now
you've only got 31
left
to go. I think it's pretty easy.
Philadelphia 31.
I think the Eagles got to be there. I think the Dolphins need to be down there after that performance yesterday.
Well, I can't do it yet. We still got four teams yet to be seen. I mean, this is going
to
be like
right.
a Wednesday at the
well,
earliest.
That's fair. Wednesday?
I think we did Wednesday. No, we did Tuesdays last year.
I got mine together.
I can't turn I got Monday Night Football is over at 1 a.m. Tuesday morning.
We might have done Wednesday last year then.
I think it was Wednesday.
We might have done it, yeah. Yeah.
All right, fine. That's my deadline. Time now for SportsCenter Rundown. Here's Chris.
COB Wednesday.
This SportsCenter update brought to you by Sunshine Slider Repair. Sunshine Slider Repair will come to your home for a free estimate. Visit sunshineslideyrepair.com.
All right, tonight, 99.3 ESPN, we're going to have both Monday Night Football games, no matter how late you stay up. Giants hosting the Steelers. Coverage starts at 6:30. Then we'll go over to Mile High for Titans-Broncos, whenever that game ends. Got some injuries to update you on. The Jets going to be without Le'Veon Bell for a couple weeks with a hamstring injury. Packers guard Lane Taylor done for the season with a right knee injury. Tight end Blake Jarwin of the Cowboys done for the season with a torn ACL. Cowboys linebacker Leighton Vander Esch 6 to 8 weeks out with a broken collarbone. And Marlon Mack of the Colts running back is done for the year with the torn Achilles.
While we had that wet weather system over the weekend, Tropical Storm Sally is now Hurricane Sally. It's now a Cat 2 and getting stronger in the Gulf. We've got like 7 systems out there. I want to read this from Windex real quick. Hey, guys, not sure if you covered this earlier, but how many Southwest Florida?
Yeah, mass bleeps.
Mass bleeps.
Real
do you
creative.
Think contacted Fox 4 News when they kept cutting into the Bucks game to bring you weather updates on the tornado warning over Sanibel?
Well, I can tell you this. It was the highest rated game on Fox in 3 years since the Super Bowl. And, yeah, anybody who's a football fan, because it was shown in 99% of the country.
I was upset.
Was upset about the overkill of 20 minutes plus.
It's a tornado out there, man. Lives had to be saved.
20 minutes plus. Do what you got to do for 2 minutes and then put a scroll across.
There was a water
It was over
spout.
The top. It was embarrassing.
Could have been a boat out there. Could have been one.
They screwed it up. But if I was advertising
watching
over there.
Watching Fox.
If I was advertising that locally, whatever business it may be, I'd be pissed.
Come on. Nobody changed the channel because of a tornado.
Everybody went right to Red Zone. Thank God they were showing most of the game during that stretch. Because that was overkill, over the top.
Again,
nonsense.
Do your job. I think that it is their job to cover that.
Not
emergency
to say the same
broadcast.
Say the same thing over and over again for 20 minutes, not give you any new information, and then come back with a giggle fest about how everybody on Facebook is complaining to their webpage. A giggle fest. Please. Grow up. And that's that.
Says the guy upset about informing people about weather because his football was taken off the TV.
No,
yeah.
What?
You sound small. You sound small.
We were all informed. We all didn't need a 20-minute
Look, I don't know what you're complaining about. Tom Brady was doing his best Jameis Winston impression with two interceptions, a pick six, and a fumble. Jameis can do that.
Still fine. You just
did you see Jameis? They did one cutaway of Jameis in a uniform on the sideline. By the way, why did he dress?
Third stringer.
You'd only dress two quarterbacks.
Well, you can dress whoever you want.
I think you're only allowed to dress 53.
No, well, I know, but you can dress seven quarterbacks if you want. It's not smart. You're going to have a tough time fielding a team doing that.
Yeah.
You can dress whoever you want, though. And Taysom Hill, yeah, he's the backup, but I think if Drew Brees were to pull a Drew Brees and like break his thumb or something coming through on somebody's helmet, Jameis would take a majority of the snaps.
Okay. Well, by my count, Tom Brady's on pace for 32 interceptions this year.
And I'll bet you any sandwich bet you like it won't even be half of that.
Half?
16?
He's not going to throw 16.
16 sounds about right, Pete.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I mean,
When's the last time he's thrown 16 interceptions in the season? Go look it up.
He's got 15 games to throw 13.
Yeah, okay. I like my chances. By the way, according to Pro Football Reference, Tom Brady
scored three touchdowns.
Tom Brady, Matt Schaub, and Blaine Gabbert are the only players in NFL history to throw pick sixes in three consecutive games, and Tom Brady did that his last two Patriots games. Wheels are falling off. Got to get better. Be better.
Be better. Be as good as the Lions.
All right, for those just tuning in, we cover this at length in the 2 o'clock hour. Rough day for Lions fans. I don't know what's worse, blowing the 17-point lead in the fourth quarter, following up their opening game last year in which they blew an 18-point fourth quarter lead for the tie against Arizona, or the fact that they marched back and had the game-winning touchdown dropped by a Georgia product, DeAndre Swift, in the end zone that would have won the game and made everything better. In fact, I believe we have that call. I got to get a little organized here. We're going to play a little sound. Here's the play-by-play highlight of the Swifty drop in the end zone on WJR Detroit.
Lions from the Bears 16, down 4, 11 seconds to go. Matthew's going to work out of the gun. Bears have three men back on that goal line. Stafford's got it. Three-man rush for Chicago. Stafford loads and throws.
Yes!
Caught! No, he dropped it! No! DeAndre Swift dropped it. It was a touchdown in his hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no!
That's exactly what I said.
Sounds like...
Wow. Right in his hands.
Exactly. I said all these things.
He couldn't have thrown the bell to throw. Right there.
Now, if you closed your eyes and didn't know that was football, you would think you'd be watching late night Cinemax, an NC-17 movie with the oohs, right in his head. I mean, just a whole plethora of comments that, you know, you could substitute for a late night Cinemax movie.
Before we go to the phones, just to make me feel better, Chris, would you mind indulging me? The Janoris Jenkins play, please. Bye, Fox.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
This is
pick six.
If it makes you feel better, go ahead.
On second and 15, this one's picked back the other way for the touchdown. It's Janoris Jenkins, a pick six.
All right, thank you. We'll get into the Cowboys a little bit. I think they got robbed last night.
They also had bad coaching
yeah. as well. Let's go to the phones, 239-337-ESPN. Art, the Bills fan, has been very patient. Art, how are you, sir?
Art!
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Your Bills look decent?
Very good.
Decent, yes. And all of a sudden, the Jets are like the worst team in the league.
Well, they are.
Well, they have been.
I didn't hear any of that last week.
Oh, I don't think anybody picked the Bills not to win that game. And 27-17.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody had the spread at like... 14 or 9.5 or
well, it was six.
Like
they were favored by 6.5 and they covered. I mean, really, 27-17 makes it seem like if you didn't watch the game, like it was close. I mean, I feel like they could have put up 50 if they really wanted to. The Jets are awful.
It should have been my original prediction, 53.
But Josh looked good overall.
Yeah, Josh is getting a little bit better, little more poise, a little more yards.
Still hangs on to the ball too long.
Well, I agree, but you know. I don't think he trusts his long arm. Yeah.
Well, he will. With Stephon Diggs there. Yeah.
Yep.
But I have something for everybody. Okay, Chris.
Right.
You're not going to see Tua Tagovailoa until week three against a softer defense. They're not going to throw him to the Wolves against
Art. I don't think
I don't want him to run for his life.
I don't think it'll be that early because that is a Thursday night game against the Jags the following week, days off. Then they go to San Francisco. I don't think that's the game. I think it's week five where the Seahawks are in Miami.
I think there's a good.
Don't make the kid go out there
and
run like.
Well, no, Art, but no.
There's a good chance he's coming into the game next week. If Fitzpatrick starts off the game like he did this week, he's coming in against the Bills.
I don't think you can be afraid to put him out in the game. Like, you drafted him number five overall. He has been medically cleared. We can think that he's not.
No.
But
I'm not saying he's going to get hurt.
Right. Well, I'm saying he's got to see the field.
An insanely good defense that. I mean, it's fast from college to NFL.
I don't know, but I've heard.
Yeah,
Well, there's a lot to be said for the guys that sat on the bench for a year or two. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a different game than it used to be. But anyways, okay, Craig.
Yes.
You got to go to Walmart, get a case of beer, get a banquet table, let the healing begin.
Spread them out, huh?
Just jump on it.
Cheap, disgusting food. Forget about the blueberries and all that other crap. You got to. It'll make the pain better.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Jump off a table.
You got to take a page from the Bills Mafia because you're gonna go bald at an early age, and that's not. I did.
I missed the. I didn't see any pictures. Did they crash? Did they get through and jump off tables? Or did the police?
They were going to jail for that.
Had their own little private parties. I was very disappointed. I was looking for. I thought they'd hire helicopters or barnstormer planes or something, but nah.
Yes.
Nah, and Pinto Pete didn't get to go. He's been to 423 consecutive games. God bless him.
Oh man, how about that? All right, what do you have for Pete?
For Pete, you're going to laugh, but I think Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, they need to let him
go
revamp the K-gun offense from Jim Kelly. This guy is a smart QB. He probably knows more about defenses than all the coaching staff in Tampa Bay. Give him 15 quick plays. Send him out with a play if you want, but nice and quick, keep him in the back, and boom, boom, boom. Tom Brady can read a defense better than any of the coaching staff on that team.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think it's one game. He's still learning the playbook and the players.
I hate him. Yeah. But
he needs to find Gronk. He only three, two catches.
Gronk wasn't open a lot yesterday.
No, he wasn't. I was a little surprised. Art, thank you.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Art.
You checking in. 239-337 ESPN. Shout out to Swishabake who sent a nice picture of his son with a caused fumble on a tackle in
nice
little peewee football. Good job. His boy Leland. Nice job. Nice
go,
hit.
Leland, good job.
Way to keep the helmet down low. Way to wrap up with the arms, wrapping up with the tackle.
It's like Jamie Collins last night.
Separating the foot. No, it was not like Jamie Collins.
Well, he did keep it. He got screwed. Jamie Collins got screwed.
He lowered his helmet on an official and got tossed.
He was attempting to show the official.
It makes it sound so much worse than what it actually was.
Yeah, I know.
It does. I'm serious.
All right, this should be interesting because we have both our Giants fan, Sean, and Pittsburgh Brian on the phone. Of course, their teams are going head-to-head tonight on Monday Night Football. Let's get a little war going. Let's start with young Sean. Sean, what's the plan tonight for Monday Night Football? We're going to sit down. We got some spread. What do we got?
What I'm doing is I'm going to a friend's house because he's a Steelers fan, and we're going to sit down and watch the game, order some pizza, and just watch. We were just going to do Buffalo Wild Wings, but we decided to stay home and watch the game together.
So there you
go. Sit on the couch, watch the game.
Well,
I'm ready to see how Daniel Jones and Barkley does, especially Jones in the second season. I'm really hoping Jason Garrett really improved him, did some improvements with him on how to hold the ball when he's getting hit, and hopefully he lowers those fumbles. I honestly don't know how Ben's going to play with the Steelers this year, with him being out for a year and having no preseason and only the training camp. So it's going to be interesting to see how Ben plays after, you know, a year off.
Well,
so I think Giants are going to blow them out. No, I think it's going to be more of a close game because from what I was reading is Joe Judge was actually friends with Mike Tomlin. He knows somewhat of his play style as being an aggressive play caller, and Joe Judge was saying that was one of the keys to the victory against Steelers, that we're going to play more aggressive than them. So we're going to have to, you know, pressure the quarterback more. We're probably going to hand off to Saquon the most. I'm thinking Saquon's going to be seeing a lot of carries and try and tie down that Pittsburgh defense.
Well, I tell you, with Jason Garrett there, I guarantee you, if the Giants have a first and goal situation, it's four runs up the middle with Saquon.
It's true.
That's what Jason Garrett does.
And also,
they kind of avoid doing up the middle because they were doing, Pat Shurmur was doing that a lot with Saquon. He wasn't really getting anywhere. Saquon's advantage seems to be more of going off onto the sides. If he can get room on the side and run, that's where his specialty is at. Because I was watching, you know, back from his rookie year where he was playing against the Jaguars in the first game, and he gets out into the open, he's gone. You ain't going to touch him once you got somebody fast enough.
All right, well, Sean, also enjoy the game, man.
The Giants announced today also they're bringing up safety Sean Chandler and offensive lineman Chad Slade from the practice squad to get to 55. 48 will be active. They also passed on promoting any of the four wide receivers, which tells me Golden Tate is ready to go. So
let's go to Pittsburgh. Brian, who'll be watching, I think, unless he does want to talk about NFL viewership. Pittsburgh, Brian, how you been?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. What's up, PB?
Well, first thing, I hope the Steelers punch the Giants right in the mouth.
Yeah.
Get back to good old football. But for the first time in my life of 51 years, I will not be watching. I have boycotted professional sports other than golf until they get their stuff straight.
Wow.
And just want to see if the viewership numbers are down. And I know we had a lot of other offerings this past weekend other than the traditional sports schedule.
I told you on Fox on yesterday that Tampa Bay, New Orleans was the highest rated game on Fox in 3 years. Only the Super Bowl beat it 3 years ago.
I do think the Sunday night game was down like 18%.
It was down from 22 million to 20 million.
I mean, it was down, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, not as much as like the NBA being down 40% early in the in the playoffs.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's your prerogative.
That's my decision. I mean, I'm going to miss it. Believe me, I'm not sitting there. but I just have a difference of opinion with what's going on in our society today. So I think I have a right to, penalize myself.
All right. Well, hey, listen, you still call the show, though, man. And we'll talk to you. I appreciate it.
By the way, there's some breaking news from KDKA. Only
Pittsburgh
TV station to have the K east of the Mississippi, right?
And radio. Is it radio?
Radio.
Radio. Scientists at the University of Pittsburgh discovered a biomolecule that may neutralize the coronavirus.
Oh, wow. Love a good biomolecule.
Good. Can we shoot that into a syringe and get this thing over with?
Don't get me started on a good biomolecule. I mean, I could talk for hours about that.
Yeah. Also, Heather Dennis reported earlier today, about 45 minutes ago, that the Pac-12's most aggressive return plan is currently targeting mid to late November.
They're missing the boat.
Mid to late November.
They're missing the boat. The Big Ten's going to play October 17th.
And we still don't know about the Big Ten, but there are reports out today that Brett McMurphy the other night said if a vote was to play ball this fall, all Big Ten schools would take the field. Others are reporting today that Nebraska, Iowa, Purdue, Indiana, Ohio State, and Wisconsin want to play, but we would probably see Michigan, Michigan State, and Maryland opt not to play this fall.
Wow. There's so much there. First of all, we could go move on with the college football playoff and not worry about the Pac-12, but that's normal, even if they do play. They're not going to be involved. So what the heck? All right, I want to get a couple more NFL things in before we totally switch to college football. Watched the Rams and the Cowboys last night. Two things from that game stand out. Michael Gallup at the end. By the way, did Dak Prescott at any moment make you think he should be the highest paid quarterback in the league last night?
No.
I know, but it's just one game. I don't want to get too excited, but he really didn't take over the game like other awesome quarterbacks can.
Maybe he was just decimated. They didn't go for the field goal and couldn't score for the rest of the game. I had 11:03 mark when they messed that play up.
I mean, Dak made some really nice throws. Yeah.
Well, he made the one to Gallup at the end, but it was waved off for offensive pass interference.
There was one in the first half where he was getting rocked and made a nice throw out to the boundary on the right-hand side. I mean, it was a 30-yard strike. But he made some really nice throws. I mean, Dak was not at all the reason that team
to Craig's point, Dallas managed 15 net yards on its final 10 plays of the game. And Mike Gallup made that long catch, would put the Cowboys in field goal range with 21 seconds left, but that was the pass interference.
Here is the Gallup play. Mm. This is offensive pass interference, questionable at best on NBC. Of course, he's going against one of the best in Jalen Ramsey, who did a nice acting job as well. Here was the play.
Prescott going deep, and it's going to be caught. Michael Gallup beats Ramsey, but a flag is down at the 30-yard line. Ramsey contending that he was interfered with. There's another flag at the 37-yard line. And they're already coming back, so you know it's going to be offense.
Pass interference, offense, number 13, 10-yard penalty, repeat, third down.
Terry, what'd you think about that one?
You know, you want to see a clear extend and separation, Chris. And I think he's got his arm out there, but I just don't see him forcibly push him off.
I agree. I thought the same thing.
His fist was even close. It was the backhand. It wasn't like he pushed him with the front. I hated everything about it.
That was a lame call. I expect that call to go against the Giants, not against Dallas.
Cost me some Skittles, too.
I've seen that play not get flagged multiple times in the NFL in much bigger spots than week one fourth quarter of a Sunday night game.
Probably the only real controversial refereeing calls thus far.
Well, and now
Jamie Collins getting tossed.
Yeah, that was lame, but that wasn't
I guess not controversial.
No,
that was lame.
Just a demonstration
now,
that
the Cowboys were in dire straits at the end because Mike McCarthy made a boneheaded move, a very Jason Garrett like.
Analytics.
Earlier in the fourth quarter, 10, 11 minutes to go.
Yep, 11:03, I believe.
Easy field goal range. Could have tied the game. They decide to go for it. They call a play that doesn't even put the ball toward the first down marker. Well, it was behind the line.
Yeah, it should have been. The guy was behind the line, but what's his name? Made a great tackle. Made a great read, and it ended up being.
And then the Rams march 8 minutes off the clock at that point afterward.
Calling that play for a rookie, it was CeeDee Lamb who was the wide receiver.
And Jordan Fuller made a great play, the safety. He really did. He read it perfectly.
Calling that play for CeeDee Lamb when you've got Amari Cooper, when you've got Gallup that's been making some plays, a rookie, first game playing in the NFL, no preseason, do you want him to be the one? You're putting your trust in him to run a 3-yard in, not a 2-yard in. Mm-hmm. And he shaves it off by a half a yard. And it was a great play by the defensive player. Blasted him backwards. Great hit.
Fuller made a great read on that. But like you said, and you know, it's a learning curve, but it's CeeDee Lamb. They're both rookies, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, Jordan Fuller's a rookie, too. But still, probably in 3 or 4 weeks, he will never do that again. He'll
run it to the sticks.
Well,
it again. And you hear Mike McCarthy say, "I'm throwing out analytics."
I want to hear Mike McCarthy defend himself. Here's his soundbite after the game.
I think analytics are give you good structure to help evaluate decisions. Analytics will tell you to go for it there, but there's other factors into that, and I think some of those are things I'm not going to really particularly talk on, when you get into decision making. I mean, it's you have to look at your variables, and you got to trust your players. And it's, I think especially the first time going out into a game, I want our offensive guys to play wide open. We have that capability. So I mean, I'll pull back when I feel like it's in the best interest of the team. I clearly recognize that it was a 3-point game, but we still had a lot of time left, and I just felt that would have been a huge momentum play for us.
And Dallas, third down conversion, 3 for 12, 1 for 3 on fourth down. So that's 4 for 15. That's not good enough. Meanwhile, the Rams were 9 of 17 on third down conversions and 1 for 1 on fourth. So you just look at – sometimes I just look at – before I even – if I hadn't seen a game or all of it, I like to look at that stat.
Yeah.
You can kind of get a feel of who won and who lost when you see it, although it was a very close game. And the net yard total was only 428 to 402 in favor of the Rams. But like I said, 15 net yards for the Cowboys in the final 10 plays, not going to cut it.
Nope. Week one of the NFL season ends tonight, Monday Night Football. We got a doubleheader. Get excited about it. 99.3 ESPN. I'm calling it right now. Chris doesn't even stay awake for the second game. But
I will see at least one play from the second game tonight, Craig Sheeman. I promise you that.
Doubt it.
We'll 90% promise.
Starting at 6:30, we'll have the pregame. It's the Steelers and the Giants at MetLife, and that'll be followed by the Titans taking on the Broncos at Mile High. All that coming up tonight right here. Sheeman the Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We got Monday Night Football tonight. Steelers, Giants, then Titans and Broncos. You listen to the game here. Also, Pete Shepherd has put together his first of many weekly college football top tens. We have been anxiously awaiting this all day long.
First, let me just tell you, the Mets just announced they will not be J-Lo and A-Rod that buy it. Steve Cohen's going to get the club, according to multiple reports. Cohen owns 95% of the team, with Katz and Wilpon and families retaining the other 5%. Now, they have to gain necessary approval, 23 of 30 owners. He buys the Mets for a measly $2.475
billion. Jump change.
$2.75
billion?
$2.475
billion. $2.475 billion. The deal values the Mets at approximately $2.475 billion.
That wouldn't even cover half of SoFi Stadium.
They've lost a lot of money already.
Huh.
Interesting.
So?
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Your poll.
Yes.
Your rankings.
And I'm going to go 1 to 10. Or do you want me to go 10 to 1?
No, you go 10 to 1.
All right, I'll go 10
Everybody
to 1.
Knows you go 10 okay. to 1.
Oh, you know, you okay. give the payoff last. You don't yeah. open with the – you don't give the grand finale of a fireworks right. show at the beginning.
All right, here we go. Again, this is Pete Shepherd's first real college football top 10. Based on
and
what I've
now,
seen.
Yes. A list.
Based on what I have seen thus far. Number 10. Yours, mine, and ours, a Miami Hurricanes. Cameron Harris, a beast versus UAB. 134 yards, couple of touchdowns. New Canes quarterback De'Ara King threw a touchdown, rushed for another. Nice debut. Canes won and covered. They play Louisville on Saturday night. Just missing the cut, by the way, Notre Dame. Lackluster effort versus Duke. You have to earn your way into my top 10 Irish. You didn't do that on Saturday. Congratulations to me.
So Chris, we're going to reward Miami for beating UAB by the same number of points Notre Dame beat Duke?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
After what I went through last year,
all
absolutely.
Right. Okay.
So
all
Notre
right.
Dame is not as good as Miami.
No.
Okay.
Never has been, never will be. Number
Lord.
Nine, Texas A&M.
They haven't played.
Jimbo's boys, well, I've dropped them, and a lot of people have them higher than that. Texas A&M, Jimbo's boys get one more week off before crushing Vanderbilt next Saturday night. Number eight, Auburn. Tigers going to make some noise this year, but they will have to wait until a week from Saturday when they host Kentucky. By the way, don't overlook the Wildcats this year again. I told you 2 years ago that they were going to be – that they're not bad. That's not going to be a pushover game for anybody.
Decimated by injuries last year, Wildcats.
Yes, yes they were. Number seven, North Carolina. Yep, I will go by who has played and what I have seen. Bit of a slow start for the Tar Heels versus Cuse. But in the end, they got the job done, and they covered the 23. Nice job. Nothing wrong with that.
All right.
No. Number six, Texas. Are they back again?
They're back.
Well – they did have a nice cover in a 59-3 win over a pathetic UTEP team on Saturday, but impressive nevertheless. Texas was favored by 45, and they got it done. That's progress.
Is Texas better than A&M? That's going to be the question.
Going by initially, this right. will change. I am giving
but
you
no,
my
But
reason.
No, they've been like side by side in every poll I yeah. see. Texas and A&M, one's 9, one's 8.
Because Texas is consistently overrated.
A&M is outside the top 10 in most.
Well, that's just because people understand yeah. that they play in the toughest division in yeah. the SEC, and I actually think they're the second best team in that division.
Well, I have, unlike others, I do have them in my top 10, Texas A&M. Anyway, number five, Georgia.
What?
And this is all this is all
Craig, they're fifth. You should love that.
They're fourth in the AP poll. I dropped them to five. I've already had the Gators. Craig Sheeman will be happy because he always says this is Georgia's ceiling. DeAndre Swift, rookie running back out of Georgia, dropped the game-winning touchdown catch for the Lions on Sunday. Ho-hum. Dogs open up against Felipe Franks and Arkansas a week from Saturday. Number four, yes. Florida.
Go Gators.
I have already had the Gators in my top four to begin the season. I don't have to explain any further. They open up at Ole Miss next Saturday.
High-scoring game I'm expecting there.
Yeah.
Number three, Clemson.
Wow.
Don't mess with me on week one or you will fall. I have no tolerance for a lack of what should have been an easy 33-point cover over a hapless Wake Forest team. You didn't. Not even close. You dropped.
So something tells me you were on the wrong side of that final score.
We move on to number two. Alabama. They had a week off, but if they played, they would have covered. They begin their season a week from Saturday at Missouri.
They would have played. They would have covered.
That's my logic.
I like that.
Number one, moving up, at least for this week, Oklahoma. Sooners favored by 48 against Missouri State. It was a push. Good enough for me to make the jump over Clemson and Bama. Push. The Sooners are off this week before hosting and clobbering Kansas State on September 26th.
How do they know? 48 and they hit it on the number.
On the number.
They're good at that, I've discovered.
If you are a big double-digit favorite, I'm just telling you, in my polls, and you throw up a lackluster effort, you will not make it to my top 10.
Honestly, I'm surprised Louisiana didn't make an appearance in here.
I did think about it. I did think about it. Usually my number 10 pick is always sort of a...
So in your gut feeling, do you think that Oklahoma is better than Alabama or Clemson?
All I can say, I'm just going by what I saw this week. That's why it will change dramatically next week when everybody's playing on Saturday. But all I know is if Alabama played this week and was a 35-point favorite, they would have won by 50. I can promise you that.
Alabama's never not covered, Craig Sheeman.
Never?
Never.
Not with those
lines. They always cover. Citadel, it don't matter.
Roll Tide.
Yeah.
By the way, did you guys see the Air Force football team is in the news
games
today? They are scheduling.
Navy, right?
Yep, they are playing Army and Navy.
Yeah.
This fall.
That's it.
Because the Mountain West Conference, their conference, has moved football to the spring, but the academies will play each other this fall. Mm-hmm. Which I, for one, I'm a big fan of that.
I like it.
I like that. I think that those are fun games to watch for the aesthetics. Not necessarily the play on the field always that great. Which I'll get more into that week of Army Navy and upset everybody out there.
You do upset everybody.
I upset everybody with that hot take.
You bash that game every year.
I don't bash the game.
No, you do.
I don't bash the game. I like the pregame.
The pregame?
Yeah. The game's terrible. Consistently, there's it's a poorly played football game. Most of the time, Army can't hold a candle to what Navy's been doing, although changed in the last 2 years, I think. Army's stepping up. I'm just saying, not a great game to watch.
Barry Wolf with a text of a picture of Foxborough with Tom Brady gone. Not a single Patriots fan showed up to Gillette Stadium on Sunday.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Bandwagoners.
Yeah, I know. Can't believe it. Well, you would have got arrested if you did. Yeah, Dump Safari says, the blatant disrespect for Coastal Carolina Peach List is starting. No, I agree, and I thought about it because I did take them as a dog, and they went out right. They blasted Kansas. Yeah, they really, if I did a top 15, they would definitely be up there. They definitely be up there. Jabba the Butt says, ridiculous to beat the Irish or a top 10 team. Not in my world. Not after this week. You don't just lackluster against Duke. I don't want to hear it. Look, you got to understand.
The Blue Devils showed up.
Some of this is a little tongue-in-cheek, but the top five are usually pretty accurate right down the stretch. I had it nailed it last year. 786 says, Pete, is your only way of staying on radio is being a clown? Yes, that's correct.
Nailed it, 786.
Where's 786 from?
Another Notre Dame fan. Oh, no, he's from Miami, probably.
786 is in Miami?
Miami, yeah. Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. It's hurtful.
No, 954 and 305 is Miami.
Well, what's 786? 786 is...
Miami.
Yeah.
That's what Pete said.
That's what I said.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Okay.
We got all bogged down.
I'm not ludicrous rolling through my area codes over here.
It's kind of like a fun thing.
Ludicrous.
It's like a fun segment.
You get that reference, Craig?
Yeah.
Yes, Jabba the Butt. They are back-to-back World War champs. You are absolutely right.
The Irish will be a top 10 team.
Army and Navy.
The Irish will be a top 10
team. World War champs?
When I declare them a top 10 team.
I'm good with that. It's cool. They're great at war.
You gotta appreciate a fine wishbone.
Yeah, I guess that's what I don't have an appreciation for the triple option.
It's hard to defend.
Right now, Army's running into a Navy did it for, as you know, and all the academies did it for.
It's hard to do well.
No, Air Force would go through games the last couple of years where they throw the ball like twice.
Air Force more Navy of too. A flex bone?
But you would not have loved Big 12 football back or whatever conference it was with Oklahoma and Texas.
Lamb Jones, Ham Jones, Jam Jones, the Jones brothers.
to me, it seems like the Air Force should run an air raid off. Like Mike Leach should be the head coach at Air Force. Am I wrong? That would be appropriate to me.
Sure. Yeah. I agree with you.
But I guess by that logic, Navy would have to play in the water.
Michigan, John, Pete must not have watched Clemson. They had their starters up in the middle of the third quarter. I did watch them.
Travis Etienne.
Don't take it so seriously, God's sakes. I put little comments afterwards, okay? I get it. Trust me, after next week, they'll probably be back.
Stick it to Notre Dame. You know what? Here's what I don't get.
Cover the 33.
I get hammered for accurately portraying my reign upon Georgia. You do the same amount of damage to Notre Dame, and yet I get all the hate for Georgia, but you don't for Notre Dame. I don't get it.
Well, because you're going by a South Carolina field goal at home that cost them a chance to go to the college football playoff.
By the way, and Blankenship looks more ridiculous in a Colts uniform with those glasses than he did with the Georgia uniform.
He looks like Clark Kent. He looks like Superman.
Okay, fine.
I think he's going to be a good kicker in this league.
I think he'll hang around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not Vinatieri-esque.
You never know. Although yesterday was the first day, and Adam Vinatieri has not been in the league since like 19-what-something.
Well, it was the first time the Patriots. 95? Time the Patriots played a game without
Gostkowski
Peyton,
or him.
Brady. Vinatieri since 96, where neither of them were on the opening day roster.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, right? 96. I mean, I was 5.
It was like the black and white days of TV.
Pretty much.
786 says he's only kidding. I get it. I know. We're all only kidding. Love hearing different opinions. Yeah. 239 is a Hurricane fan. It was nice to see Georgia Tech beat Florida State, but it was weird watching them without the triple option. Yeah.
It was nice, is what it was.
They got rid of it last year, and they beat Miami last year, and so did a lot of other teams that were ridiculous.
FIU, Panthers. Holding it down, the team of the 305.
Not only that, I think they got shut out by Louisiana Tech. It's like two of the last three games. So that's why a tremendous win over a very underrated UAB team.
All right. This Sunday, Tom Brady will become the first player in NFL history to throw a pick six in 4 consecutive games.
Don't sell it like that. The Bucs have a chance to get their first win of the season and stay a game back of the Saints.
I'm telling you, he can make history. Because Tom Brady hasn't made much history in his career. This is something he'll be able to hang his hat on. This is what they'll be talking about in Canton. He'll be the first player ever, if he throws a pick six, to throw one in 4 straight games. That's never been done in the NFL.
It's like the sandwich bet that will happen, not happen.
It happens every time. People are coming at me for my Army-Navy take. It's unbelievable.
Well, because you're un-American.
I'm not saying that they're not spectacular human beings. They're just not.
Even though you're wearing a red, white, and blue.
The stars and stripes. I'm wearing the buff right now. All about it.
Yeah. I enjoy it when the academies are close in talent, which usually 2 of the 3 are.
All right, as I was saying, Tom Brady and the Bucs going to make history on Sunday against the Carolina Panthers starting at noon
60.
On Sunday. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are presented in part by My Shower Door. Want to see more? And by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Want to see more pick sixes?
Hey, Craig, peekaboo. I see you.
Catch the Buccaneers here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
All right, on this day, September 14th, Pete Shepard, this is for you. In 1985, 35 years ago, the Golden Girls debuted on NBC. But that was topped 5 years later in 1990. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air debuted on this day in 1990. The show is as old as Chris.
They're going to redo one episode.
Why?
I'm not sure. I remember hearing that.
Is Will Smith in it?
Yes.
What, are you going to redo it 30 years later?
I don't know. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't have any details on it. So,
on this day in 1868.
Was it cold?
That was like 150 some years ago. Golf had its first recorded hole in one.
Hey, wow. Old Tom Morris.
You knew that off the top of your head?
Yes.
Impressive. I didn't know that.
Was I really right?
Yeah, it's Tom Morris.
That was a straight guess. Wow. Good for me.
Yeah, Tom Morris.
Good for me.
Was there a witness?
Was it old or young Tom Morris?
I don't know.
There's a difference. There's old Tom Morris. There's young Tom Morris.
Well, this was Tom Morris back in the 1800s at Prestwick's 8th hole in Scotland. He got a hole in one.
I want to say old Tom Morris.
Old Tom Morris?
I mean, if it's young Tom Morris, then old Tom Morris must have been born, could have been born in like 1799.
No, old Tom Morris. I don't know.
Was there a witness? Otherwise, I don't recognize it.
This was a big day in sports in 1968, 100 years later, as a matter of fact. Denny McClain records his 30th win for the Detroit Tigers. It hasn't been done since.
He embezzled lots and lots of money from his meatpacking company.
He spent time in jail.
Lots of money.
A lot?
Oh, yeah. He went to jail for... Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Big day for running backs. In 1991, Marshall Faulk, freshman, San Diego State, NCAA record, 386 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns.
Imagine the schools that passed on him.
Different game back then.
Yeah, no, but
they beat Pacific 55-34.
Pacific had a football team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still does?
Yeah.
Not Division I.
Fast forward to 2003. Baltimore Ravens running back Jamal Lewis, single game NFL record, 295 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns, 30 carries, and a 33-13 win over Cleveland, just to rub it in their face. So tonight, maybe he's a nice running back. Maybe Saquon Barkley. Big night tonight.
James Conner.
The stars are lined up.
Derrick Henry.
Snell.
Melvin Gordon.
Sad day in 1994. MLB owners canceled the rest of the season and the World Series. Happy birthday to Larry Brown and Tony Finau. Pete Shepard, what you got?
I don't know if I mentioned this last Friday, but I'll go over it. Caddyshack star Michael O'Keefe back.
Yeah.
Again, he played Danny Noonan
this
in
awesome.
Caddyshack.
Yep.
So he used to work at Wingfoot in New York back in the 1970s before his acting career took off. And with the PGA U.S. Open, scheduled to play there this year, he had an idea. He told the Post he wanted to reprise his role as Noonan and hop on a pro's bag, all in an effort to help raise money for caddies who have been affected by the pandemic. Denny Balin, the head pro at a local at Long Island Country Club, offered to let O'Keefe caddy for him Monday and Tuesday, and the early pictures from the outing are awesome, priceless here. Good stuff.
When you said before his acting career took off, did he ever do anything other than Caddyshack 1 and 2?
He did more behind the camera, behind the scenes. Oh. He did more, I think, producing and directing.
Okay.
Like Chevy Chase.
God, he became a mess. Noonan.
All right, Chris, your Stone Cold Lock of the Night. Are you going Monday Night Football?
I have to. There's really nothing else unless I want to go hockey.
There's a Game 7 tonight in the NBA.
No, that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, my dates are off.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. All the momentum. All right, I am 41-27-2 after giving you a stinker over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Dolphins plus 6.5. It was a bad play.
That was rough.
I am still 60%, though, so when you say that's rough, I shove that right back in your face. Tonight, we will get back above 60% by laying the 6.5 with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Mm.
Very good.
I think they win big.
See, I think
huge.
I know, but I thought Andy would win huge, too.
I think you two need to not bet on your favorite teams. I ran my mouth about the Lions all week on radio, but I didn't put money on them.
Pete was right about the Patriots.
You weren't. You weren't right about your Dolphins.
No, one of us were going to be right.
You get your head and your heart mixed up. I think it's a dangerous play.
No. Not when you tease it either. A lot of the times. -1 looks a lot better than -6.
Yeah.
Or a pick game, except for Philadelphia. All you do is win.
All I do is win. Win,
all right, so what? Pregame starts at 6:30 tonight?
6:30. Half past 6, half till 7.
Nice.
Is ESPN even going to do a half-hour show, or are they going to put on like a podcast for... Oh, wait a minute. Are they?
No, we'll get Golic and Chinny.
Oh, they don't... ESPN Shanae. Doesn't do Monday Night Football anyway, right?
No, it's Chinny.
I thought it was Shanae.
Could be.
That's Shania.
No, not Shania.
You know what? Now that Pete's Shania saying it out loud, Shania. It kind of sounds like he's right.
It sounds like
not.
He's saying it from down by the hollow. You can't go with anything.
It's Shanae. It's Shanae. It's not Shanae. It's Shanae. It's a CH.
Okay.
We're both right.
Okay, fine. Land with that.
Sounds good. All right, tomorrow's a Red Alert Tuesday and Master Pete Theater, among other things.
So maybe the Big Ten will have some more drama for us.
All right, that'll do it. Enjoy your Monday Night Football twin bill. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me, as always, Southwest Florida. Have a good night. God bless America and the world.